FM Radio, Life and Style, coming to you live from the centre of Bolito. It's 5 minutes to 11 o'clock on a Thursday. Far East Movement's Rocketeer fading into obscurity in the background, because it's time for our Top Set Lifestyle Wine of the Week with Eamon Dowling back again, doing the honours. Eamon, it's wonderful as always to connect with you on a Thursday and to see that you've brought with you yet another new addition to the cellar at Lifestyle, the radio station at the Lifestyle Centre. So, this is an interesting one. Remhuerta Wine Estate, Chronicle Cape Blend. It sounds suspiciously like a kind of... what have we got? Ah, there we go. I didn't have
like a mystery, Dave. Yeah, this particular wine from Remhuerta, but it's the 2020 vintage that we're going to taste. Four varietals, made four different components, made separately, then blended together, and then put in a French oak barrel for another year.
Now, why would a winemaker do that? Normally, you takes your pick. You know what you're getting. It's a Merlot or a Cabernet Sauvignon or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. Normally, this is a blend of Shiraz, Cab, Merlot, and Pinotage. And the Pinotage, what you're going to taste, should come true in this wine when we taste it, but. Reasons being with why they do blends, it's just to be different, and then the terroir that they're in, it's just to experience those four different varietals that's gone into the blend. It used to be the estate blend, and then they just call it then the Chronicle. The vineyards have been there first vineyards date back to the early 18th century, but recently now there have been new vines planted, and then some of the vines that are there are 36 years old. It's family owned winery as well, Dave. So it's owned by the Boustred family, Chris and Rob brothers, and the father, Murray Boustred. Murray kind of taking a step back now, and Chris taking over the reins at the farm since 2007. So you can expect a lot coming out from there. Again, blend, when we look at the components there, what's gone into it. They grow a lot of different varietals on the Simmonsbury Mountain in Stellenbosch. So they get that as Atlantic breeze. So it's different soil types that's there, different to offer on the different heights of the mountain that you go up and around to the sides of the mountain. So they wanted to make something different. And when you pick all these grapes, they're all picked individually and sorted individually. So when they're making this, all the three, the four different components that's there, it's a lot of wine. It's a lot of wine, and it's sometimes they do make individual varietals with them, but they also make the blend with some of these barrels. So it's kind of like, you could say, I wouldn't say magic, it's a little mastery, because if he gets it wrong, that whole barrel, I don't know where it's going to go. They'll probably drink it themselves at the farm, but it's the techniques that they use that's in it. It's all, they don't put anything into the wine, maybe a little bit of CO2, but it's all left to natural
fermentation. So this is a real test of the winemaker's skill.
Skill, basically, yeah. This is good. This is a real test of his skill in the blend that he's made here. And it's obviously got quite a few awards for the 2020. I've tasted it before. I think it was 2 years ago I've tasted this. But we've never done it on the radio as far as I know. So is it to do something different? And the Chronicle is one of their great wines that are going to come out from there. They're one of their.
Oh, really? So you rate it highly?
I rate it highly, yeah.
Because, you know, one would automatically assume that being a blend, it would be kind of, well, you know, because most blends, if you think about it, are kind of...
Yeah, they're kind of...
They will make it up from whatever's left over, and we'll blend it all together, and we'll put it out into the market as a you know, what they call it, those titles that you get, nice wine, and a couple of brothers, and sisters, and uncles, and, you know...
That add all into it, yeah.
You know, and generally speaking, it is, you know, the kind of thing that a real wine lover might avoid, which is very interesting, because I have to say that just looking at the description, I probably would have passed this over for something that
that you know. Yes,
but that's why this is so valuable, having a wine of the week opportunity to introduce the Remhuerta Chronicle Cape Blend 2020. Why don't we? Is that going to need a little bit of a corkscrew? I see it's a traditional cork.
It's got a cork,
which is interesting. I used to believe that, of course, unless a wine had a cork, a bottle of wine, if it had a screw cap, that would be, you know, bottom of the range. But clearly things have changed, and there are advantages to having the screw cap keeping the freshness in. But I still rather enjoy the idea of a cork, and the ritual that goes with opening, because it's a bit of a bit of magic, a bit of alchemy when you hear the cork exit and the wine breathes for the first time. It's always a little bit because you know that this has not had a draft since it left the barrel and was bottled, and so this is the first time it becomes in contact with the atmosphere. The atmosphere in Belito being somewhat different to Stellenbosch, it's going to react, I think, a little differently. And there it is. The wine cork has been extracted brilliantly. Not a drop of. I believe it's tradition with older corks and older bottles of wine nowadays to, in fact, snap the neck. Have you seen that?
I have seen that, Dave.
Yeah. So that you don't get any cork into the wine.
None of it goes back in. Especially on older, you get wines that are maybe 15, 20 year old, where the cork has kind of like deteriorated a bit. But then at the same time, you've got to be careful now that there's no air gone into it.
Yes.
At the same time. So when you pour the glass, all of a sudden then you're drinking vinegar.
Vinegar, yeah. And also I would imagine the technique of snapping the wine bottle neck. I believe it's that there are devices that create a super heat, and that just does enough to fracture the glass and clean break.
Yes. It's not like... what you call it?
Not like Sabrage.
Sabrage. It's not like that.
With a saver.
With a saver.
Well, that's also quite fun.
And it can go anywhere.
So, we have had the pour. Expert. I'm looking through the wine at the light and I can see nothing. It's absolutely opaque. Isn't that interesting?
It's dark.
It is dark. It's dark and dense. Now, they say color ruby red. Well, it is a very dark ruby red. That is for sure. On the nose, one can expect violets, blackberries, red cherries, ripe plum, vanilla, and cedar. So there it is, violets, blackberries, red cherries, ripe plum, vanilla, cedar. It's there. And there's also a touch of oak. I don't know, is it oak or is that the cedar?
It's probably the cedar. The cedar,
there's a hint of wood. And now... of course, the taste. The palate is, one would expect, a burst of fresh red fruit on entry. So here we go. The burst of fresh red. It's there. Mm. Beautifully there. Lively acid and plush tannins lead to a gently savory finish. And
it does.
It's exactly as described. It is exactly as described.
There's lovely fruit there, Dave, as well, as it described it.
Yeah.
The plums and the cherries slightly coming. A little bit of cedar comes through in the back and on the nose.
Mmm.
And the berries. I always love that berry flavour coming through, and tried to break that berry flavour down into which berry it could be. Or maybe. It's mostly always blackberry.
Mmm. Yeah, it's a very pleasant, easy drinking red wine.
It is very easy drinking. Chris recommends now it's 2020 is everyday drinking. Either drink it by itself, slightly chilled, or have it with a braai. And he says you can have it with bravos or lamb chops, steak.
I think it would go extremely well with a steak in particular.
Yeah, I think it'd pair very well with a nice medium.
And I tell you why I think it because for me the acidity or is it the wood comes through quite strongly on the aftertaste.
Mm.
And It's not by any means unpleasant. It just is very noticeable. But I think that if it was paired with a lovely medium rare rump steak, fantastic.
I think it would be delicious, Dave. Yes, totally different. The wood is there, but as you said, it's not overpowering. The acidity is also there, but it's got its own levels of fruit there. It's well balanced all the way across your palate. And just gives you that little bit at the back, so it just gets your juices slightly going, very, very slightly on the back.
I notice it has very pronounced legs in the glass. What does that mean?
Legs on a glass is normally associated with whiskey, Dave, and when you get the legs of the whiskey going down, it's just to see how it pours the legs on the glass.
You see, it does that very, very noticeably with the... Someone once told me that it indicates a certain viscosity.
Yes.
Which some people, consider to be very desirable. Yeah, I tend to agree with that.
True. It's viscosity of the.
It's not a wishy-washy wine. You can't ignore it. It definitely is. You know you're drinking something
that's
special.
Good. Yeah, that's special. Yeah, it's specially made on a blend that's in it. Oh, it's totally different.
I would suggest that if you are a red wine fan, and we're not specifically. Although apparently, according to the notes that we have in front of me, the year was particularly strong when it comes to I think it was the Merlot. They say the 2020 Chronicle is Merlot driven, 45%, with the balance made up of Syrah, Pinotage, and Cabernet Sauvignon. So I think that Merlot fans will find that this is not too far beyond them.
I think it'll suit their palate right down to the ground. If they're drinking a lot of Merlot, I says it's Merlot based, so I'm sure they'll enjoy this for the wine that it is.
And where are we talking price wise,
Dave? You're looking at 189, so you're looking at 190 rand a bottle.
Okay, so it's priced as a premium.
It's priced
product.
As premium. Yeah. It's priced as premium. It would be premium. The way it is, the way it tastes, it's a 2020 as well. So for 189 for a 6-year-old wine, it's not badly priced for that. Not badly priced. I could show you other 2020s that are 3-4 times that price.
Well, I can believe it. So it's accessible, but it is definitely for the wine lover. It's not just a casual, quaffable plonk, shall we say. This is definitely a wine for those who appreciate red wine in particular.
And it's a 2020 now. We've just poured just a first small taste of it. So as the day goes on, when you get to try it later, you'll see that it's going to change again.
I think so.
It will change.
And I think it'll also open up as soon as if one was to give it a little bit more time to breathe, it would change, change substantially.
Yeah, you'll get more
I have
fruit
a feeling it will open up really well.
It will. Definitely it will. Definitely it will. I opened a 2014 there on Saturday of Shiraz, and totally unbelievable. And Shiraz Syrah is my favorite varietal. I love those big, bold, heavy wines. I won't say what farm it was, but it was absolutely stunning. Absolutely stunning. Then everybody asks,
Are you a fan of decanting so that you get more oxygen flow, or do you find that that's a bit presumptuous?
Dave, that's not a difficult question. I don't decant. I don't decant because a Cape wine master once told me, I do see him once a year, and he said, you don't have to decant, just pour. Just pour, because once you pour, it's aerating. Once you pour from the bottle, there's more air gone back into the bottle. So it's not necessarily have
it's
to
a bit
decant.
Of a fad, is it? A bit of a thing.
It can.
You get those gadgets and gizmos that give you extra body,
and glasses,
extra air.
There's different glasses.
It breathes beautifully, releases all of those. Well, yeah, look, each to his own, I suppose.
Yeah, that was it. Well, that's what he told me. So you can decant it. You can let it open it and let it stand for maybe half an hour and let it aerate. But I drank a 1952 Chateau Libertas 4 years ago when I was in Cape Town with this particular winemaster. And that's what he literally said. He didn't decant it. He just poured straight from the bottle. And there was around 20 people that were at this particular tasting. And that Chateau Libertas 1952
wow.
was absolutely gorgeous.
Wow.
Absolutely gorgeous. And we only got smaller than what I poured now. And when he wanted to have another taste, he says, no, that's it. You can't taste anymore because there's none. And I said, well, then that's ridiculous. I was a little bit annoyed.
Not too many bottles of 52 knocking around.
Yeah. Yes. But to buy a bottle, he said, I asked him if he could buy a bottle. He says, yeah, they are available if you've got 40,000 plus
wow.
a bottle.
Now, you know, you're talking in a very kind of rarefied atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Those that can afford to drop 40,000 rand on a bottle, and good luck if you are in that league. Good for you. Mm-hmm. Enjoy.
Yeah, but I still say,
and just don't add any Coke to it, because that would be a sacrilege.
Oh, I'm telling you, I'd hate to say, I Jeannie Mac, I don't know, but the Chronicle, the Remo Chronicle that we're drinking now, just as good. Just as good, and for the price of it, you can't go wrong.
There we go. So there it is. Chronicle Cape Blend 2020 Remwurter, available right now at Tops of Lifestyle. I presume you're tasting it on tomorrow and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday. So tomorrow will be 2 to 4 tomorrow, and Saturday 12 to 2. So you'll have to be taste both days. And we'll have other tastings going on inside the store. And just to let customers know out there as well, because of our big store, our Lifestyle Superspar is going under a major revamp. Our closing times at the Tops now, Monday to Friday, have changed to 7.
Okay.
So it's 7 o'clock.
So does that give you an extra hour's worth of shopping in the at Tops?
It gives you less now.
You've oh, got was, an it, was it 8
seven,
o'clock?
It was 8 o'clock we were closing.
Oh, you cut back down to 7.
So we've gone back down to 7. So when the revamp is finished with the Superspar, then we will be going back to 8 o'clock. But we're just working in hand with our sister store.
Okay, yeah. So you have synchronized times.
Synchronized times.
To avoid confusion.
Yes. And then, if people are going to shop, if they're at the Lifestyle Superspar, it's just interesting to see and remember what it looked like before, because it's a slow transition that's going to happen over the next couple of weeks, couple of months. And if you're there, you'll just see the transformation of the store. It's going to be stunning. It's going to be
well, look,
brilliant.
I've seen the flyers and the press release, and it looks amazing. Yeah. What is coming looks absolutely
it's going to be
world class, and I'm sure it will be continuing the legend that is the Lifestyle Center. So I think we are extremely fortunate to be able to celebrate life the Bolito way in such fine form.
Yes, every Thursday we can celebrate as we go along.
Indeed, I look forward to getting together again with you next Thursday for another Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week. My very special guest, Eamon Dowling. Pop along to Tops this weekend, tomorrow, Saturday, and taste the Remhuchter Chronicle Cape Blend 2020. I think you're going to love it. And the show continues.